Let's begin our discussion for tonight, and that is hopefully, Rav Hashem, hopefully we'll be finishing up the essays tonight that we started way back last year, about a year ago, I think it was in Cheshvan or Kislev, when we first started. So hopefully we're in the topic of last week's topic of the Samim, and then hopefully we'll get to Ner, and we'll get to Malva Malka, and if we finish all of that, and there's still time, then maybe we'll start the Hagdama, which is the next packet. The Hagdama to the Malachas. Okay, now let's first, one by one. So we're in the Sugya of Pesamim. The Minhag that Chazal were Koveya to perform during Havdalah. To have Pesamim, as we saw, the Aruch HaShulchan says, based on the Gemara and Beitza, why do we have Pesamim? Because we have a Neshama Yisera that left, and we're very upset. Our spiritual sense is very upset, and therefore we need Pesamim to cheer us up. That is why, partially, I didn't mention this last week, but there's a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, is there a Neshama Yisera on Yantif? Is there a Neshama Yisera on Yantif? The Rashbam and Tosafot are more focused about it. Is there a Neshama Yisera on Yantif? Because we manafsha. When Yantif falls out on Sunday, Motzi Shabbos, we have an air. Right, we do Yak Nahas, we have a nap, but we don't have a summit, which seems to say that there is a Neshama Yisera, so we're not so sad anymore. But then, what's the question? Why don't we do Samim on Motzi Shabbos, Motzi Yantif, Sunday night? We don't. Right, so there's a discussion in the Rishonim already, whether there is a Neshama Yisera on Yantif, but we know Lamaisa, we don't do Samim on Motzi Yantif, only on Motzi Shabbos. We discuss what type of bracha is Samim, whether it's a Birchas Shevach or a Birchas Hananin, that was in the first couple of sources, and then we started getting into the halacha lamaisa. We spoke about if you don't have it, you don't have to go crazy to find it because it's a minav. One has to use besamim that was made lahariach. We mentioned back in source 8 and 9, that means it can't be created to remove a bad smell, it has to be there to give a good smell. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, besamim of a beis hakiseh, you have certain types of air fresheners that were there just to remove the smell, so that was not used for besamim. The last thing we were, though, in the middle of was in Sipay of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is in source number 10, 11, those sources that were up. Okay, let's start that again. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the tour in source number 10. Again, we're in the packet of Dinei Besamim Lahavdala. That's from last week. Dinei Besamim Lahavdala. Says the tour, Kasav Od Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim tells us, Misha'enu Meiria. If somebody does not have the sense of smell, he doesn't have the sense of smell, right? He's missing one of his senses. Umivarech al habesamim, and he makes the bracha on besamim, even though he cannot smell. Have a bracha levatala. It's a bracha levatala. Somebody smells besamim and he can't smell. We'll get to, hopefully in a little bit later, as I said, we'll get to this stuffed nose case. We'll get to the case. What happens if you made a bracha on besamim and you smelled it? It doesn't smell. It happens sometimes. Like the whole family. Goes, No, right? Do you smell anything? Do I smell anything? So we'll get to that case. Is that, that's a big problem, as we'll see. It says the tour, quoting Rabbeinu Ephraim, if somebody cannot smell, it's a bracha levatala. V'yafa hosi b'nei beiso eino yachal. And he cannot even make the bracha for other people in the family who can smell. Why not? Why not? We know, usually by Berchaz HaMitzvah, I can make the bracha and somebody else can do the mitzvah. But lo dama the Kiddush of Avdalta, u Berchaz HaMozi shel mitzvah. It's not similar. You can't compare it to Kiddush of Avdala, where even if I made Kiddush already, I'm not mechuyev, I still can make Kiddush for someone else. Why? Shehein Chova. Those are obligatory, and that's the principle of Yatsa Motzi. Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazeb. All Jews are responsible, and therefore, if I didn't fulfill my obligation, if you don't fulfill your obligation, that's a lack in my obligation as well. Avozeh ain't all the minhag ba'alma. But this bracha, it's a minhag to do it by Avdala. But at root, says Rabbi Ephraim, it's a berachas ananin. If you're eating the apple, I can't say a ha'itz unless I'm also eating the apple. So usually, if I'm also smelling the besamim, no problem. I can make the bracha for you if we're all smelling the besamim. But if I can't smell the besamim, I don't have that ability. So says the tour, quoting Rabbi Ephraim, no way. You can't make the bracha. And therefore, according to the sheet, if somebody has a very stuffed nose, the father, the Baal Bais, the family has a very stuffed nose, and they can't smell, they should not make the bracha that week. They can make the other brachas. They can make Berker Guffin and Amavdil. They just can't make the besamim. Let somebody else make the besamim for everybody else. That's Rabbi Ephraim Shita. But says the tour, below Nehira. Says the tour, I disagree. I think it's okay. This besamim is different. than other pesamins. Shaharei, after all, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Shei paris adam prusa l'vnei beiso, a person can give a piece of challah to his family, avapishe no b'limayim, even though he doesn't eat with them. But hasam echovika, there's also just a hamotzi, says the tour, and therefore I don't think it's a problem. And he quotes his father, v'chein ho reli adoni avi harasal, the Rosh and the tour both hold that there is no problem. This pesamim is different than other pesamims. So, Beis Yosef comments on this tour. What do we do? So we have a machlokes rishonim. Doesn't the tour have a raya? The tour is a good raya. The tour says, and this is with the Gemara, about the paris l'bnei beiso, even if I'm not eating. Says the Beis Yosef, if you look carefully at that Gemara, what does b'nei beiso mean? Ein mikan kushel rabbeinu afayim, says the Beis Yosef in 11. Tiyahi b'nei beiso haktanim hi. That Gemara is talking about children. You want to be motzi children in a bracha, mitam chinuch, then we'll be flexible. To be motzi another gadol, if you can't, no way. For a katan, there are more flexible rules. The real mitzvah of chinuch is only by children. And therefore, don't bring me a raya from that gemara that's only by katanim. So we have a machlokas rishonim. If somebody cannot smell, can they make the bracha for someone else? Do we say that this besamim is not just a regular run-of-the-mill besamim? It has a special status because it's done in Hadalah, and therefore you can be mostly someone else even though you can't smell. Or do we say, no, this is besamim. It happens to be done in this context, but it does not take on any special characteristics. If you remember, those who were here last year, we had a similar discussion by Borei Pri Hagafen. We spoke about it in Havdamah to Kiddush. We spoke about the bracha Borei Pri Hagafen at a wedding. That's why some the Masada Kedushin, you know, if you spill like one of the Masadas of Reb Chaim, when he used to give it to the chazan and the kalo, he used to spill a little on his hand because he just said a Borei Pri Hagafen. He's not drinking any wine, so Maker did, you can give it to the chazan and the kalo. We had different Masadas then in those Shiurim about some Masada Kedushin who are makhmed to drink some of the wine because it's still a Borei Pri Hagafen, and they have to be yosef. Either way, this is the machlokas. What do we paskin like? Very halacha l'maisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, source well, Mishena Meiria, Eino Mevarech Ala Besamim. Somebody who cannot smell, cannot make a bracha on Besamim, if he's by himself. That for sure, everybody agrees to it. If I'm home alone, I'm making Abdullah for myself, and I'm making the bracha Besamim, if I can't smell, I skip that bracha. Right, that's for sure. The machlokes is what about for others? So says the Shulchan Aruch leKula. LMK is kavin lahotzi b'nei beiso haktanim shehiyu l'chinuch. I can be motzi children. Oh, lahotzi mi she'enu yodeya. Or anybody else? Somebody who can't make the bracha themselves. I can be motzi. Says the Shulchan Aruch leKula. Like Rabbeinu, like the Tur, like the Rosh. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that most Achronim argue on this. Kol Achronim, Cholkin al Zen, Source 13, the Sovereign, Dafka Lotzi B'nei Beiso Aktanim. No, like that Gemara said, only children. You can be Yotzei, Dasharish, Shemuta Lach, Dilachancha B'mitzvahs, to be Mechanich them. Avalo Lotzi Mishen Yodeya, you can't. Why? The Kiva Shuv, Eino Chayiv B'davar, if I can't smell, I'm not Mechuyiv in this part of Abdallah, Eino Yachal Lotzi Adir Yechadich Abbasan. I can't be Motzi. Even though Kiddush and Abdallah themselves, I can be motzi them. To after be'etzem kiddush v'avdol yochel hosi l'acherim, the hamavdil and the boy peragafin I can make for them. Avo b'shein achayim adavar, even if I wouldn't be obligated. Let's say I made havdol already. Shiny hasam, those, that's different. Shein chova cholish b'yisrael, as we explained, that's obligatory. And everybody has to make it. We had the whole discussion, women, not women. But masha'ein kebazeh, but by besamim, which is just a minhag hachachamim, and as we said, you don't have to make ourselves crazy to find them, so that is just like a regular birchas hanen. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha l'maisa. If somebody cannot smell, they don't have the chush hareach, that's what he was talking about, where it's underlined. Well, first he said, if I already made Abdallah, and I'm making Abdallah again, I gotta smell again. Then it's fine. I'm smelling again. I can do that. But if somebody cannot smell, they cannot make the bracha. Halacha l'maisa, and that's what the Shmir Shabbos Pascha does, we'll see in a minute. If somebody has a very bad cold, they should not be making the Borei M'nei B'samim. They could test it out beforehand. Right, the mavdo could smell the besamim. If they don't smell anything, then they should just pass off that bracha to someone else. Just one other source related to this topic, interesting source, and that is the Tshuva of the Shlis Yaakov. Shlis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reicher, 1700s. How do we get to the Shlis Yaakov? So the Shlis Yaakov, this Shlis Yaakov became famous because on this Mishnah Berurah, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes Deloka Shlis Yaakov. So you gotta look at the Shlis Yaakov. He's positive against the Shlis Yaakov, Shin Vez Vav Yud, that's how he's abbreviated in the Shaar HaTzion. So he quotes the Shlis Yaakov. So he was asked this question. Echad Shehu Tutin. Somebody who has some type of sickness where he cannot smell, what does he do about the sun? So, Shuba, he says, look at the Shulchan Aruch. We read the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, yes. But then he says, continues, and he quotes the Achronim who argue, turn the page for a minute, go to the next page, Vali Nirev, on the top of the page, Iker Kedatha Shulchan Aruch below Mitamo. I agree, Lakula, says the Shlis Yaakov, that a person can make Havdalah, even the Besamim, Bracha, for someone else, even if they can't smell, but for a very different reason than the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is based on the Lumdis of the Tzur and the Rosh, that it's part of Havdalah, it's Mechuyav Adavar, it takes on the status of Havdalah, Mitzvah. So the Shlis Yaakov, I have a totally different reason why I make them. Let's read his reason. Totally different reason. He quotes the Gemara that we saw last week, that quotes... Let's read it on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line. Me naishim avarkan al areya. The Gemara we saw last week. How do you know you make a bracha on smell? So we saw the pasuk from the Halalukas. Call on Hashama talalah, halaluka. All souls will bless Hashem. And the Gemara darshins, eizet davrish on Hashama nene, veina guf nene. What type of benefit does your neshama get? That's smelling. Food goes to my guf. Smell goes to my neshama. That was the Gemara in Brachas. The source for making a bracha on a smell is call on neshama talaka. Right? Your neshama has to give praise to Hashem. Says the Shlis Yaakov, what do you see from that Gemara? Im Kain, where it's underlined. Asher gufo emo chush areya. Even if somebody has a sickness that they physically cannot smell, mikal makom ha neshama nene mimenu. The neshama is getting benefit. Your guf's not benefit. If somebody doesn't have the sense of smell, their neshama still has the sense of smell. Nobody has a warped neshama. Elokai, neshama shenasata bi tahorahi. Neshamas are pure. Elishamei ha guf chaser echa menachushim. Right, the guf is missing. But even if somebody can't smell, it's going inside to the neshama. V'tein shamati mi rofe. I also asked a doctor, right, 18th century medicine, demisha emo chushareya. Why doesn't somebody have the sense of smell? A doctor told me, said the Shlis Yaakov, that the reason a person loses the sense of smell is because there's something in the brain that's not letting them smell. Meaning fundamentally they do smell, they're just not processing it. But really the smell is being nichnas, says the Shlis Yaakov. In Cain, therefore, if that's true, you can make the bracha. You can make that. You just think you don't smell. We just think we don't have that ability, but really that ability is there. Yachol avare, and therefore there's no problem with that, with making the bracha for someone else. Let me just finish, and then I'll take your questions. Ed, 1 second. Look at the skip three lines. Go to the end of the line. The Asha Chakardeisa Chachmei Harofim. This is not a Torah Umad Shlis Yaakov. Even though I asked many other doctors out there, every Omer Shev Sifreim Sifri Refuos Mavuar, to me Shein Lo Chush Areach, Ein Lo Hanoa Shokum, you know, you ask the doctors and they say, nothing's going in. If you don't have the sense of smell, forget it. There's nothing. Mikamakom, no, you can't trust the doctors. Kivan she ikir sifreim umichachmas umos haolam, Aristotle, the Chaveirav, Ein Lismo Chadarein Ladinam. It's okay. You don't have to be so mechanem. He's even saying this to make a bracha. To make a bracha. It's a bracha of Atala issues. But he's confident enough to say, I trust the Torah. I trust the Gemara over the textbooks. Skip down. Even I know, Kimat, all the Rishonim were doctors. Look at the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Sfarno, and everybody was a doctor. He gets into the general studies at the end of this Shuvah. Either way, halacha l'maisa, he says, last line, l'chein yirali to be high time up. That's why I can pass on like the Shulchan Aruch, that you can be mako and make the bracha for others, but not for his reasons. Not what everybody said his reasons are. His reason could very well be that the neshama is getting benefit. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant. Zilokish was Yaakov. I don't buy the Shvus Yaakov, says the Mishnah Berurah. I go like Rov Achronim, that we should not make the bracha for others, and that's what the Shmir Shabbos paskins. In Source 15, and then the questions, Misha Eina Meriah, if somebody cannot smell, Kidon Shehu Mitsunan, he has a bad cold. He has a stuffed nose. Lo Yivarech Berchas Mesamim. He should not make the bracha, Gam in B'dai Dolozi Yisrael Beiso, even if he has surely at home, if he's by himself. But even to be most the others, Shehem Yerichu Abbasamim, that they'll smell it? Nope. Let somebody else make the bracha on the Abbasamim, and that'll be it. And then he can say, you want to be Yosef Shos Yaakov? So, smell, even though you don't smell anything, but don't make the bracha. Okay, so that is all important discussion related to Sifhei. Yeah. According to the Shvus Yaakov, if you have a cold, but your nose is stuffed, but is it going right? Is it going in at all? If your nose is stuffed, right? So I don't know. You can always blow it if something gets in. I don't know. With a neshama, where does your neshama end? Is the neshama inside your nostrils? Again, it's hard to, you know, it's inside of us. It's not a physical, you know, being. So it's hard to know exactly what he would, what he compares somebody who doesn't have the sense versus somebody with a stuffed nose. That's your question? Yeah. Okay. Neshama should be? Neshama should be mochi. Right, that is only in the moach. Yeah. If somebody else is saying the bracha, they just say it, yeah. You can say the person being mouthed to say the whole thing, and when it's up to the Simon, they can just say the bracha. That's it. Yeah.
Why can you think of bracha just to the kids?
Why can you? So why? So that could be for chinuch. For them. Let's say you're practicing a child to make a bracha. Baruch Ata. Right. You say it for them. So that's considered a tzarech. Okay. Yeah. Louder. Yeah, I don't know if the Shvus Yaakov would say you can make a bracha for yourself. I'm not sure if he would go that far. If somebody else is, maybe put the sorrows together, right? It is a mitzvah, and you're looking for others. And he doesn't talk. I don't think he talks about saying it. At the last line, he dafka said the dafka lahosi acher. So that's what I don't think he would go farther than that. Okay, that's it. Hey, a couple of other issues related to Besamim. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes a minog. I've seen some do this. We can see it in the Mishnah Berurah. We don't have to see it in the Aruch HaShulchan. Turn back the page for a minute. The Mishnah Berurah back in 13, in the second half, quotes a minog, some of you might have seen this, that when somebody gets the Besamim or Ner, they make their own bracha. You ever see that? You're at home. I've seen this in some elderly people. They come and they get the Besamim, they get it, and they make their own bracha. By Besamim or by Ner. That's a minog out there. The Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that minhag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vidah. It's about the sixth line, right in the middle of the line, in Source 13. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vidah, you shall know. What some people do. They don't want to be Yosei with the bracha of the Ner and the Besamim of the Mavdil. Shomer HaMavdil. Mavarach Rezom HaAtzman, Mishar Shomer HaMavarach Berchaz HaMavdil, Shelo Kedin HaMosin. It's not appropriate. Two problems. Two potential problems. Number one, the kibbutz shein yotzei b'avdallah tzrichim lahatos aznam v'lishmo berachas avdallah. Sometimes if they get it, the mavdil has already started the next bracha. Hamavdil mekodesh l'chol b'nei l'choshech. But he's saying that for me. I have to hear every single word. I have to be quiet and hear every word. If I say a word while he's saying that, I blew it. I'm not yotzei. So if I'm going to make it the bracha b'samim or ner while he's making a mavdil already, right? We're going to get to it. Let's say you're in a camp, you're in a dining room, and they're passing the b'samim along, right? Everybody's waiting, and hopefully he waits. But by the time the b'samim gets to you, so he's already making a mavdil. So we're going to get to what to do in that situation in a minute. But I have to be careful, says the Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes it can happen that the person is making the bracha while the mavdil is already going further. That's first problem. Ulevad calls that, and besides this, remember what we discussed back in Hilchos Kiddush, mitzvah yoser batis kulam bivirchaso. It's better for one person to make the bracha, to berov am hajas melech. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, Rova Majus Melech, it's better for one person to make the bracha than everybody, below the Verkal, left him with the Atzmo. So for those two reasons, the Mishnah Berurah does not think that there are halachic issues with this minog, and therefore, just be Yotzei with the bracha of the Mavdil. So what do we do? Now let's get back to where we were up to, back in source 16. What do we do in a case where we're on a Shabbaton, we're in a camp, and there's one person making a Hamavdil, and making Havdalah, and they're passing Besamim. They're passing Besamim around. Let's say I figure that I'm not going to get the Besamim before he continues. So what should I do? What should I do? There are a couple of choices we have. A couple of choices. Should I have Kavan not to be Yotzei? Let's say I can't make my own Abdallah. What do I do if I know if I'm not going to get the Besamim until later, until after he makes the Mavdil? What am I supposed to do? So the Shmir Shabbos talks about this case. Surah 16. Mitzvah. Shekol echad yariach ha-besamim ba'atzmon. It's a mitzvah for every person to smell the besamim themselves. That's one choice. I don't need besamim. It's just a minute. No, we should try to have besamim. We all have an Hashem Yisrael that just left. It's a mitzvah for each person to smell it. V'lo yismoch ha-mashem yariach ha-mavdil. It's not like, you know, he's going to drink the wine so it's good enough. He'll smell. No, it's not good enough. We should all try, even if we're not going to be able to drink the wine, we should all try to smell. If many people are going to hear Abdullah, so Yishtadil, the people in charge, should try Lahakin Kamavakama Besamim. So they should, the organizers of the Shabbaton should give out Besamims. Try to get a lot of Besamims. Here you have all these leaves, whatever they are. Try to make sure that there are enough Besamims to go around so everybody will be able to smell easily. Yes, or Lamidi. You won't have to wait 10 minutes. After the bracha of Boy Praga. That's from the Lechatzila. Have enough for everybody. But what if you didn't have enough? Next it. Hashem and Abdallah, Umachan Ladin to be Abdil, if I hear Abdallah and I have Kavanah to be Yosei, I'm in 16. Yechavnu Batzeis Gami de Berachas Besamim. I should have Kavanah to be Yosei the Bracha Besamim as well. Reila El, the Im Hemisharim, our case, if I estimate, if I assume, Shelo yaspiku laharia lifnei shahamavdil yimshach berachas abdallah. I don't think I'm going to make it. I think that he's going to start a mavdil before I get the besamim. So then, two choices. Number one, yechavnu shelo latzis beberachas abesamim shelo mavdil. Number one, have kavana not to be yotzi that bracha, and don't say amen to the bracha. Don't say amen because you're going to make it afterwards. Have kavana not to be yotzei that bracha. The yavarchu achrei gemar bracha the mavdil be anibet abesamim. Say after Abdullah's finished, go over get the besamim and then make your bracha. Lechatila there's a specific order, right? As we said, yavne yain besamim near Abdullah. But if you can't, if we don't have a choice, we're not going to get it till afterwards. Better not to be masik. So therefore, choice number one is have kavana not to be yotzei. This is usually not the pop. That's a choice. But I don't think it's as popular as the next one. The other one is, oh, afilu yechavnu latzeis, the birchas pasavim shalom avdil. I have kavana to be yotzei, and still, it's not going to be called a hefsek because I have no choice and I'm focusing. V'yanu amen, avol yarichu b'besamim rach acharei gemar birchas amavdil. A big chiddush. I can make very many besamim. I can say amen to that bracha, and then say amen to amavdil and he drinks and only smell afterwards. That's good enough. It's not a hefsek. Explains in the footnotes. The ain bazem mishum hefzik, the bracha lahanah, it's not a hefzik, gimash lo yaseem kodaitam. You didn't have any hefzik hadas. It's all a unit of brachos that Chazal said to make, so therefore, one is still okay. If I had that in mind, but then after Abdallah, I like said Shavuot Tov or something like that, then I blew it. Then I have to make another bracha, because I had a hefzik. But if I just said amen, 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 all the amens, so that's not a hefsek, and I would be able to just smell after Havdalah is finished. Okay, it's better than pushing my way in, you know, and being a little aggressive, you know, to be machmir, to get the besamim, you know, and or screaming, you're about to start the next bracha. Because I didn't get it. Calm down, and get it afterwards. It's okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not a hamno tanevel. We're waiting while everybody smells the besamim? No, let's say you're at home. So you, the besamim goes around, everybody smells it, you wait. Not hafzik. Just wait, you know. You try not to think about other things. Try to focus on Abdullah. It's not a hafzik. Yeah. You would know if it's all, if you smell it again, if it's right in the same hel machas, the same time, you don't have to make, just like you drink again. No, if you smelled it originally the first time, once, it's like you made a shahakol, and then you were masik before you drank the water. So you have to make another shahakol. You have to smell it a little bit first. If you smell it a little bit, then you can smell it again afterwards without making a new bracha. Okay, so that is the issue of everybody making their own bracha or not, and what do you do if you're not going to get some until later? Important point, in the Rav Simcha Budim Kohn points out in the Radiance of Shabbos in Source 17, one should make sure that their besamim has an aroma before Havdalah starts. One is allowed to test. One can smell it without a bracha before Havdalah, because you're not smelling it there to benefit. You're smelling it there just to test it out. There's even a daya, we don't paskin this way, but even by eating and drinking, the Gemara in Brachas has an opinion that if I'm just tasting food to see how it tastes, to see whether I have to put in more or less ingredients, no bracha. We don't paskin that way. But the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak, matemes. At least it's a havamin. If you're not doing it to get benefit, you're doing it to taste it, so then you might not make a bracha. So we don't paskin that way by food, but by smell here, we do paskin that if you're just smelling it beforehand to see if it has an aroma, so then one should do that. And he quoted, I didn't quote a few, but that's what Moshe did every Motzei Shabbos. Moshe smelled the besamim before Abdullah to make sure that it smelled. One who has a cold or is not sure if he will be able to smell the spices, or one who is not sure whether the spices have a pleasant fragrance, may smell the spices before reciting the bracha to test his sense of smell or the spices' fragrance. Right, so that's what one should do. What happens if one didn't do that? And they made burn some him, and they smelled it, and it's totally nothing. No smell. Sometimes it's there, you just gotta try harder. Right? But let's say it's not there. Sometimes you have old besamim, and it doesn't smell at all. The bay leaves, they just ran out of smell. No more aroma. Says the Shmir Shabbos. If you smell besamim and it comes out that it didn't smell, so if you had a few besamims on the table and one didn't smell, then get another one. Let's say somebody else was holding one. If it's in the room, if it's in front of you, no problem. Just take the other one. You could assume the bracha was on that too. But let's say there was no other. This was the only one in front of you. You didn't have a kavanah for any other. Said the Shmir Shabbos. You know what you have to do? You have to say Boy Priya Guffin again. Not just braving into some. Because what did I do? I made a boy for a guffin, and now I made a bracha which is worthless. So I was mafsik between the boy for a guffin and the wine that I'm going to drink in 2 minutes. Said the Shmir Shabbos, if the besamim do not smell, yachzer v'yivarek boy for a guffin alayayin. Don't think about this. Shari hifsik. Bein birchas hayayin l'shtiyaso. Because I was mafsik between the bracha of the wine and the drinking. Be bracha shenisbarer shalosh hayachas. With a bracha that comes out, retroactively, I realized that it was not shy. Be mevi'avon besamim acherim, gam yachzer yivarech ha-bracha al ha-besamim. Then I have to repeat Bar Gafen and repeat the Sumim again. So Lamaisa is a good practice to get into the habit of, before Abdullah starts, smell the spices to see if they still have a spice. What is one allowed to eat? Yeah. No? Okay. Okay, so what should one use? What can one use for Abdullah? Last point. So basically any spice. Basically any spice in the kitchen you could use. There's a hiddur mitzvah to have a special spice for Abdullah. Put it in a Abdullah holder, whatever, to have a special spice. There's a hiddur to have that, but really any spice. In the Radiance, he says in 19, one may use any spice found in the kitchen. In practice, however, most people set aside a special container to use for Abdullah. The bracha may not be recited over perfumes or air fresheners. Right, that's not the davar shemamashus, and therefore you gotta use a spice. You use cinnamon, bay leaves, anything, any kind of spice.
So what happens
if you have the other besamim in mind, even if it's not in front of you, it's okay.
If you have
You didn't, but I'm saying, everybody knows they have other spices in the house. Did they think about those other spices? If I think that the thing in front of me has a smell, right? If I have an apple in front of me, I know there are other apples in the fridge. If I have an apple, I make a burger raisin in the apple, and then something happens, you know, so it doesn't work for the other ones. You have to think of the bracha, unless you had it in mind. If you had in mind, and I'm not sure if this, I don't know, in the middle of your bracha, baruch atah, and then you remember it. So if you, at that moment, you all of a sudden put other spices in your head, so then it would be okay. Anytime your bray b'nei b'samim is problematic, you got to make another bray b'nei b'samim. That's what your shabbos passes. Yeah. On a good smelling fruit, you make it for someone a good smelling fruit. So if the ikar of the fruit is to eat, I don't think so. But if the ichor is to smell, then yeah. Yeah. I'll have to get back to research that again, but we'll get back to that next week. Yeah.
If you, let's say, cloves.
Cloves.
Sometimes they run out of smell.
Yeah.
So if you make the bracha, it doesn't smell. But then if you crush it, it has
a
smell.
If you crush it up. If you crush it up. Good question. If you crush it up, then you can get the smell again. It was in front of you. So I think that's okay. Right. Sometimes you got to shake it. Sometimes people shake it. Doesn't smell. You shake it, then it smells. That was in front of you. In front of you. I think it was okay. Yeah. Don't you have to be? L'chadchila. L'chadchila, we try to hold it. But even if I made a bracha and it's in front of me, then I pick it up, it's okay. L'chadchila, we hold it. For food, if I make a bracha on an apple and it's on the table and then I pick it up, that's okay. It's okay. L'chadchila should be in your hand. Yeah. Yeah, the from Hebron, they give it out. Those little yellow, that's specifically made for besamim. Something that's made for besamim is okay. Yeah, I don't think it's like liquefying something or other. I don't know what it is. But if they make it, shame besamim. So I think it's okay, yeah.
Even if it's still something that's clearly from a tree, you don't say boryatim.
Oh, that's the last point. Last point right now. The last point, the Mishnah Berurah says in Source 20, Even though during the week, if I smell different good smell, sweet smelling fruits or branches or spices, there are different types of brachas. Sometimes I might make it borei isvei besamim. Sometimes I might say if it's a herb, borei atzei besamim. All these different types of brachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah on Motzi Shabbos, we should just say borei minei besamim. We should just use the more general bracha, so we don't get any go get confused. Bracha hu, source 20, borei minei besamim al eizem in shehu. Af shebachol tzorach lavarech al kol min kibircha. So, even though during the week I would specify, hainu al atzei besamim, borei atzei besamim, al isvei besamim, isvei, mikol makom, b'motzi Shabbos, mevarchen al kol borei minei besamim. It's better. The better idea, says the Mishnah Berurah on Motzi Shabbos, to just do Bori Mine, Kidei Shelo Yavo'u L'Taus Hamona. Right? So the Hamona doesn't come to make mistakes. She'ena kol b'kiyin b'kol bracha b'yuchedes. And who knows what's an Eitz and what's an Esef. We're not so careful, and you know exactly what's the right bracha. We don't want to say a wrong bracha in the middle of Abdullah. That's a higher stakes are higher. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah on Motzi Shabbos, always say borei mine besamim. That's the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion. Okay, this takes us through besamim for Abdullah. So everybody, meanwhile, while I take the question, open up the packet on Ner Abdullah. Yeah. No, I think who created different types, but this is just one of them. Borei Mine Mizonos. You only have to have one cookie. Right? Mine, he created this, I'm having one of them. If you would have two, you would say Mine. That would be a lot of reason to say Mine. I don't think you have to. I think you just one. Just like, you have to. Yeah.
Is a fruit that has a smell also created for the besamim?
Sorry, is?
A fruit that has a smell.
Is what?
Could you use that for the besamim?
Could you use this? That's what he asked before. I think if an ichor part of the fruit is the smell, so then you can. But like an orange also has a smell. I don't think you could use that for besamim. But hopefully we'll re-research that for next time. Okay, Dine Ner, second to last topic that we will be discussing here. The Ner for Abdullah, right? We didn't think that Abdullah would say, like, the Ner got a whole ship of besamim. So excited, but yeah, it's a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about in every halachic issue. Ner for Abdullah. Okay, why do we have a Ner, Motzi Shabbos?
Because
The Simon, we know why. Shabbat Yisera. Why do we have a candle on Motzei Shabbos? Why do we light a fire? So, two reasons given in Chazal. First is the Gemara in Pesachim. Pesachim Daf Nadala, the Gemara tells us, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, first source, Shnei Dvarim Alu B'machshava Libaros Be'er Shabbos. Two things Hashem Kaviyachol thought about creating on Erev Shabbos, Olo Nivru on day 6, Olo Nivru on Motzei Shabbos, but it really wasn't created until day 8. Right? Motzei Shabbos is already day 8. So amazing. Right? What was created on day 8 of creation? Right here, fire. Uba Motzei Shabbos, nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Deya Ba'adam HaRishon, Hashem gave da'as, gave knowledge and understanding to Adam, Me'ein Dugma Shalmala, Behavish Ne'avadim, and he took two stones, he was the first Boy Scout, the Tachlan Zebazeh, the Yati Menar. He rubbed two rocks together, boom, created fire. Fire was created on Motzei Shabbos, so that's why we as a Zecher to that also have fire on Motzei Shabbos. That is number one. That is reason number one. Reason number two, a little more exciting. That's also exciting, but Pirkei D'Rabbi-Elazar. Pirkei D'Rabbi-Elazar is source number two. Pirkei D'Rabbi-Elazar is a very early text. Could be one of the earliest texts that we have. Even before the Mishnah was written down, was Pirkei D'Rabbi-Elazar. A lot of the amazing stories that took place behind the scenes throughout the Torah are recorded in Pirkei D'Rabbi-Elazar. So, it says in Pirkei D'Rabbi-Elazar, Bein Hashmashos Shel Shabbos Haya. It was late Bein Hashmashos of Shabbos. Haya Adam Ahar Baliba Vaya Omer, and Adam was saying to himself, Shema Hanachosh Shehita Osi Yavo Bishven Yakev. Right, maybe the snake is gonna kill me forever. Maybe I'll do it again. Then Ishtalek Lo Amut Shel Eish Ulashamro, Ulahari Lomikora. Hashem sent a pillar of fire to protect Adam. To show Adam, Adam, you're not forsaken. I know I threw you out of Gan Eden, but I still love you. Don't worry about it, you'll be okay. Ra Adam Amut Shel Eish Visamach Belibo. Adam says, oh, he was so happy, but his brother still loves me. Because the fire was sent on Motzei Shabbos. Upashat es yada la'ar ha'esh. He stretched out his hand to the fire. We'll get back to that a little later. Hashem. The Amar. Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Borei ma'orei ha'esh. And he made the bracha of borei ma'orei ha'esh. Upshehirchak es yada me'ar ha'esh. And when he took his hand away, Amar, he said, Achshav ani yodea shenivdal yom ha'kodesh mi'yom ha'chol. Now I know Hashem sent me the fire only now, not on Shabbos. It must be that the Yom Kodesh is over. Yom Chol is now. Lama shein lahaber ish b'yom haShabbos, because fire is not allowed to be made on Shabbos. Ubosa shalamar baruch Hashem kena chalam hamavdil bein kodesh l'chol. Right, so he even has the order like we have. Bari mayor ish and hamavdil bein kodesh l'chol. So Kadosh Baruch Hu keeping halacha, he can't light a fire on Shabbos. But either way, this is the second source that Hashem sent a fire on Motzei Shabbos to protect Adam. So two reasons: either it was created then for what reason? Either just Adam created it, or Hashem created it. Right, two issues. Okay, so now let's get into some of the halachas. Some of them will be related to these sources. First of all, the Rama says again, the Shulchan Aruch said by Habbisamim, he said the same thing by Ner. Mavarich ala Ner bar Meri Aish, im Yeshwo. Again, because it's only a minhag that was nikva by the chachamim, so well, doesn't have to go crazy and search for it. If you have it, great. If not, not. We'll get to that a little later about Ner on Motzei Yom Kippur. We'll wait with that. Rama, Mishayim Lachos Lahavdil, Kishero Ha'esh Bevarech Halav. L'chein Abasamim. Rama says, if somebody doesn't have wine, you still do Besamim and Ner on Motzei Shabbos. They are not connected. They're connected, but we don't have to have Yayin to do it. Where does this come up? Right? If Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, we can't eat. So what do? We don't do Besamim because it's Tisha B'Av, but we do Ner. Right, we do Ner. If you remember, when Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, we do Ner on whenever, you always know, whenever Pesach Seder is on the Motzei Shabbos, you know that Tisha B'Av is going to be on the Motzei Shabbos. Right, so the halacha is that we do a Ner, we make Bar Meri Ha'esh, even without the wine. Number one. Number two, next. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Source 4, Mitzvah min ha-mufchar levarech al avuka. It's a mitzvah to use a torch. Avuka is a torch. For Hilchas Chanukah, you're not allowed to use an avuka. You're not allowed to use a torch, because you need a nair. But for Hilchas Abdullah, you should use an avuka. What's the definition of an avuka? What's the definition? Says the Ramah, at least 2 wicks. At least 2 wicks. 1 wick is a candle. 2 wicks intertwined is an avuka. That's the makar for Havdalah candles. Havdalah candles. It's all, you have the wicks. Misha lo, ner lo, lo, avuka. That's 2 wicks. Right? That's why, let's say on a Shabbos, Yontif, a Mosi Shabbos, what do we usually do? We don't have an Havdalah candle lit. So we usually just take 2 candles and put it together to make an avuka. Why do we do that? For this lachafila, to have an avuka. If you only have 1 candle, you have 1 candle. You can make Havdalah on the candle. It's just mitzvah lachafila, mitzvah min ha-mufchar, to make a bracha on an avuka. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag of using a wax candle. Almost all Havdalah candles are wax. Sh'over Rav, why, let's go back a step. Why an avuka? Because it gives off great light. It gives us great light, and that's the purpose of Havdalah, to make a big fire. Sh'over Rav, the Tobla Havdash Yishol Shava. It says the Mishnah Berurah from the Arizal, it's good to have it wax. The posthum also say something that is common. It's a good idea to turn off the lights in the room in order for the candle to be effective. We discussed this at length when we discussed how long the neighbors on Friday night. It says the Rav Simcha Bunim in Source 6, many people turn off the electric lights before the bracha is recited. This is done because some people feel that the electric light provides such bright illumination that the Havdalah candle cannot really be considered providing it any further illumination. But we'll talk about why not to do this a little later. But this is the minhag of some who turn out their lights because they're focusing on the Havdalah candle, and it's not effective if the lights are on. Good. Siv Gimel. This is where it gets to the Lamaisa. Siv Gimel. Noagim lehistakel bekapos hayadayim ubisifarnayim. The minhag, what do you look at? You use the Havdalah light, you use the light to look at, says the Shulchan Aruch, the palms of your hands and your fingernails. The kapos hayadayim ubisifarnayim. The palms of your hands and your fingernails. Meaning like this. You fold over your fingers so you can look at the palms of your fingernails at the same time. Right. Why the fingernails? What's so significant about the fingernails? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a couple of reasons. Source 8 is from earlier sources. An organ was thought. Why? Number 1. Hatam. Light is used to differentiate. To be mechalek. That's what you use light for. Right? What does the Gemara say in brachas? When can you daven in the morning? Misha yakir. Bein tcheles v'lovam. Bein yaro v'karsi. Right? Light is defined as, how much light is there? Can you differentiate between 2 things? Right? Between your good friend and your not such good friend. So here too, you have to differentiate, you have to use the light for being differentiated. So, what are you going to differentiate between? You're always going to have 2 coins from before Shabbos? So if your fingernails, that's a point of differentiation on your body. It's always there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'lakach noach im lehistakel b'tzipranayim." But tzipranayim, the minhag is to look at your fingernails. Liros im yuchal lehanos laro, because that's, you could benefit. You can see where does your fingernail end, where does your skin start. That's why you look there. You don't look like this, because then you're not looking at the point of differentiation. You look at it like this. You fold it over so you can look exactly where the fingernail ends and the skin is. And in that way, you are benefiting, we are benefiting from the light, which is exactly what Chazal wanted us to do. Between the fingernail and the flesh of your finger. That is reason number 1. Why we use the fingernails? Because it's a good place of differentiation. Number 2, va'od, second reason, shach tziparnayim ein simin bracha. Tziparnayim is a simin bracha, fingernails. Why? Shein paros v'rabos la'olam. They always grow. Remember, we do a lot of things at Moshe Shabbos for a simin bracha. It should be a great week. We say hinei keli shuasi, we say all these beautiful psukim, simin tov v'mazel tov, right? We say all these beautiful things, right? So too the fingernails, right? What else grows? What parts of your body grow? Hair, teeth, nails. So how can you look at your hair? can't look at your hair. How can you look at your teeth? You can't look at your teeth. Your teeth don't really grow once they get big enough. But what else grows? Your fingernails. That's the one. Your toenails. Not only your toenails. Right? So the fingernails is what is available and what grows. So it's a symbol of par and rubbin. And therefore, it is used. Begam, the ends up, mistakam, bekapos, yadayim, and why also the palm? Why the palm of the hand? Sheish besir tute hayad, similar hisparekba. Also, the lines of the palm of your hand symbolize bracha going in all directions. So therefore, we look at the fingernails and the lines on the palm of the hand. But maybe we can add on just one other reason. I've mentioned this before. Really, the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan, Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that what happens, what are we supposed to do when we cut our nails? What are we supposed to do with the nails? The Gemara talks about that the nails are very dangerous. Right? A tzaddik burns the nails, a chassid, I forgot which is the top one. The best is to burn them, or bury them, or... I know, the minhag is, we say, you have to flush them down the toilet. Flush the nails. What's so? The Gemara says, if they're dangerous for a pregnant woman walking over the nails. So, api kabbalah. It's all api kabbalah. Is there any Havana that we can ask? I once saw in one of the Sharm Sana Balacha Svar, I think it was on that Gemara in Moed Katan, where he says, there's a medrash, or earlier sources that says that Adam and Chava, when they were originally Nivra, they had a protective shield around them. Totally surrounded. They had a protective shield. And after they sinned, it was removed. And the only thing that we have left of that protective shield are the nails. That's what we have. It's like a shield. Imagine having a shield, having that protection all over our whole body. That's the only thing that's left. Says, and that's why it's very dangerous, because that reminds the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the nails remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the shield we used to have, it reminds Hashem of the chait. That's why I gotta get rid of them very quickly. And maybe that's why pregnant women specifically, because remember, what is the whole onesh has to do with childbirth and pain, targidul banim, tadafko that by a woman in childbirth, that's why it's even extra dangerous. That's all about fingernails. Maybe one could suggest that and connect that to this too. On Motzei Shabbos, where we're starting afresh and we're starting new, Adam is kind of saying, I'm looking at my nails, I want to start afresh, I know I just got thrown out of Gan Eden, but it's a new week and I'm starting again at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Looking at the nails to kind of say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, even without the shield, or I remember the shield, however one wants to say it, I remember what I used to be like, and I'm going to try to get back to that level. So that's the few ideas, Mishnah Berurah has two, and this is one extra one, why we look at our nails. Okay, since that is true, that we have to look at the nails and get hana, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, which we know, that you have to be close enough. Sometimes, you said it's always making Abdullah over there. So what is that? Put up the hands. Come on, what is that? Nothing. I mean, sticking your hand up, but it's like hagba. You stick your finger at the Torah, which you're ready, and figure out what the source of that is. Separate topic. But you don't say that you can't. You know, when you have the candle, there's no purpose in sticking your hand up if you're not going to get any benefit. Shulchan Aruch says in source number 9. This is all in Reis Ad Ches, Siv Talid. Ein mevarchin al aner achi osel oro. Person should not make the bracha until you get benefit. The Hainu. She hey samacho, it should be close enough, bichdei, sheyukala hacker, bein mabea medina zulu, mabea medina cheres. Close enough that you can look at a two coins, you can see the difference between a 5 shekel piece and a quarter. Even though they both fit into the supermarket wagons, right? They're close enough, right? So that's a trick. If you don't have a 5 shekel piece, you can get a quarter, they also fit in. But you have to be able to see it with the nair. The nair of the candle, you have to be close enough. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dal. Good. So again, the same halachas would apply that we spoke about by the Besamim. If there's only one candle, and I'm not going to be able to be close enough to get Hana'a. So again, the same thing. If I say Amen, I'm not going to get benefits. I should probably wait and have Kavana not to be Mafsik or have a Hesachadas until after Abdullah when I get close enough. Hopefully it'll still be lit. If not, then if you know you're not going to get benefit at all, period, probably should not say Amen. And then just use it afterwards, or don't use it. Like if it's impossible. Okay, one or two other halachas for tonight. Sif Hei in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein mevarchin al aner, source 10. Shol Shabbas mi melechas aveira. One is not allowed to use a candle on Motzei Shabbos that was created through an aveira. Meaning, if a Jew lit it on Shabbos. If a Jew lit a candle on Shabbos, I cannot use that candle for Havdalah. La'afuke, or shehidlik l'chaya l'cholet, if a Jew had a hefter to light it, let's say somebody is a cholet sheish bo sakana, and you're allowed to light it, so then that's fine. That was not a malachas aveira. Kiven shel hudlik l'aveira mevarken alav. Aval emidliku eino yisrael b'shabbos. But if a non-Jew lit a candle, what if a non-Jew lit a candle on Shabbos? He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. A non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Still, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's in the category of Malachas Aveira. Because if a Jew had done the same thing for no reason, that would be called an Aveira. So for our purposes of Avdallah, that's also called an Aveira. Kivan Shem Haya Mazika Yisrael Haya Over Lo Shabbos Mi Malachas Aveira Mikri. It was lit on Shabbos without a specific Heter Hagavra. Even though a guy is mukka. But so what? For this purpose, says the Shulchan Aruch, only you have to use a candle that was lit before Shabbos, or better, lit right now, after Shabbos, or at most, what was lit by a Jew for a chola, sheish bo sakana. So let's just finish the point for a second. So that's the narration. Oh, I'll take the question, yeah.
If a non-Jew lit it for a chola, sheish bo sakana,
then it'll be good. Even if a Jew lit for a chol yishpo sakana. So that is the ner shesavas mimalachas aveira. Let's end though with an important point. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch says in source 11, Reisa Daches, or hayotze me ha'etze mimei ha'avani mevarchan alav. Fire that you create from wood or stones, that's fine. You can make a bracha on that. Ava b'motza yom kippur, ein mevarchan alav. But you cannot use that on Motzei Yom Kippur. Motzei Yom Kippur, we also have a candle, sometimes. What's the purpose for a ner on Motzei Yom Kippur? Very different, totally different reason than in the candle after Motzei, after Shabbos. Assuming Yom Kippur is not on Shabbos. If Yom Kippur is on a Monday, after Yom Kippur we make Avdallah, but we don't have Besamim. What's the purpose? The reason is, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in source 12, on Yom Kippur it was usur to light a candle. So we light a candle now to show that now there's a Heter Malacha. Now I can light a candle. Shabbos has nothing to do with that. Shabbos has to be sure. It has to do with the Bria. So on Yom Kippur, I couldn't get benefit from this candle before, and now I can. So I dafka need a candle, what's called Ner Sheshavas. What does that mean? Let's read it in the Mishnah Berurah. Ein shayach b'moso Yom Kippur. Shelo haya zet atzchilas b'yaso. Right? It wasn't created. You can't light a fire after Yom Kippur and use that. Because what's the purpose on Yom Kippur? V'tam b'chasahu, l'fi shekal ayom haya aser lo l'shamish b'yar. I couldn't use fire. I couldn't make fire or use fire up until now, the whole day of Yom Kippur. Yashav huter lo. And now it's mutter. So you know what I need? I need a fire that was lit on throughout Yom Kippur. I did not benefit from it on Yom Kippur. And now I can benefit from it. That is why many people light these Yom Kippur candles. Like a yardside candle, but a Yom Kippur candle that's lit from before Yom Kippur, throughout Yom Kippur, and we make a bracha on it on Motzei Yom Kippur. If one doesn't have that, then most poskim say, forget it, just don't do nair. A lot of times people don't have a nair that was lit the whole time throughout Yom Kippur. In that case, there's no reason to light a fire after Yom Kippur, because that purpose is not, it has nothing to do with it was created. It wasn't created Motzei Yom Kippur. It's created Motzei Shabbos. So that's a very different reason for the candle after Shabbos and the candle after Yom Kippur, and therefore a candle that's lit on Motzei Yom Kippur does not fulfill its requirements. Yeah. Could you say, we're not going to get to until this week, but we're going to get to next week. What type of bracha is it? Because if it's a nanin, you should say it during the week, but we never say it during the week. So we're going to talk about that next week. Yeah.
Okay, why don't we say the reason that you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos also? What's the reason for it?
It's not only the reason, but it's also the hana. Is this or inui on Yom Kippur? You can't get benefit from it. Not specifically, but we didn't get any hana. We were in shul all day. We didn't get hana from it. So Chazal were misaking to do this bracha now. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We still have to discuss. What about, should you look first or should you make the bracha first? The big question in the postgame. Do you look at your nails first and then make the bracha, or vice versa? What about women? What about electric lights? Okay, then hopefully after that we'll have a malka and then the hakdama to the malkas. If you create fire from wood or stone, one of the shots, rub it together.